Hey there, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Wednesday. Yesterday, I swung by Maker's Garden. That place is so cool. It's a combination art studio and plant shop. It was opened about a year ago by a young woman named Eleanor. Most people call her Ella. She grew up here in Grace Harbor and is a super talented artist. After graduating high school, she went away to study art, and when it was time to decide what came next, she says her heart brought her back home. When she started dreaming about what her art studio would look like, she knew she wanted it to be more than just a place where she made stuff all by herself. She wanted it to be a place of connection and beauty, a place where people could learn and create. So she sells art supplies, teaches art classes, and hosts fun parties where everyone goes home with something they made. She also takes a lot of inspiration from nature and is an amateur gardener, so she started selling a selection of plants and seeds, almost as an excuse to keep her studio full of life and growth. Well, I popped in because tomorrow is a mini holiday called Plant a Flower Day, and I thought it would be fun to have something for my kids to plant after school. But when I walked in, Ella looked upset. I asked her if everything was okay, and she told me that she'd just gotten a phone call from someone who had ordered one of her pieces of art. They lived too far away to come pick it up, so Ella had packed it up and put it in the mail. Unfortunately, the artwork was damaged when it arrived. "Oh no," I said, "that's no good." And she replied, "No, it's not, but it happens. You package the piece as securely as you can, and most of the time it gets there just fine. But sometimes things break. And of course, I make it right by either offering a refund or by sending a new piece." I said, "Well, it sounds like you have it under control." And she told me that she wasn't upset about the broken art. Rather, it was the phone call. The person had just opened the package, gotten really upset, and basically called to yell at her over the phone. They said they'd ordered the piece as a gift for someone whose birthday is this weekend, and now there wasn't time to get a new one. And they said it was Ella's fault for not packaging it right, and on and on. It sounded awful. It made me think of times in the past when people have been upset with me and said things that hurt my feelings or were just mean. When that happens, I get a cold feeling in the pit of my stomach, and I just want to go hide. How do you feel when someone is mean or rude to you? Take a moment to share your thoughts with your family, and if you need more time, feel free to pause the podcast. I'll be right here when you get back. After she finished telling me about the phone call, I asked how it made her feel. She said, "Well, not great as you would imagine, but I tried to put myself in their shoes. If I was waiting on a special gift to come in the mail, something I was really excited to give someone I care about, and it arrived broken, I'd be upset too. I would never talk to someone like that, but I get it." I told her that I thought that was a very mature response, especially for someone fresh out of school who's launching their very first business. And she said that her parents had always emphasized the values of empathy and respect, and this was a chance to put it into practice. So, instead of being rude back to the customer, she chose to be kind. She offered to replace the piece and cover the extra cost to have it delivered before the birthday this weekend. I'm so proud of Ella. It can be easy to be kind when other people are kind. It's so much harder when someone has hurt our feelings or is being rude. Their big feelings can cause big feelings inside of us. But like we talked about on Monday, having big feelings is okay. What matters is how we choose to respond. And Ella chose to be kind. Oh, and if you're curious what I bought for Plant a Flower Day, you'll just have to come back tomorrow. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, It can be hard to be kind when others aren't. Sometimes we just want to yell back. Remind us in these moments that we have other options, like choosing kindness or walking away to calm down. And when we do let our big feelings get the best of us, thank you that your grace covers all our mistakes. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Wednesday, and I'll see you tomorrow.